Back up! He was staring at me with that empty expression on his face. No, I think it's Slim. What? It's not a gopher, it's Slim. He's in his pickup. That's what I said. I think he wants us to go for a ride. What? He's got a gopher inside. I don't care. You go. Grover twisted his head to the side. He's got a gopher named Hugo? I could feel my eyes bulging out of my head. I didn't say his name was Hugo. I know nothing about Slim's pet gopher, and I don't care if his name is Hugo or Leroy or anything else. I'm breaking off all relations with Slim. Hugo with Hugo and Slim to feed. Grover's face showed bewilderment. Hugo's a Slim gopher? The wind was so awful I couldn't hear half of what Grover was saying and couldn't make any sense out of the other half. Did Slim actually have a pet gopher named Hugo? Was that what Grover had said? At last, in desperation, I put my mouth next to Drover's ear and said, Drover, go feed with Slim. I'm staying here. Oh, you're not going? That's correct. I've quit my job. He grinned. Gosh, I get the whole seat to myself. Oh, goody, I get shotgun. Bye, and thanks, Hank. Huh? I watched with mounting anger as the little mutt scampered over to the pickup, leaped inside, and plopped his insolent little hiney down in my place of honor on the pickup seat. Slim put the pickup in reverse and began backing out of the gravel drive. I cut my eyes from side to side as I found myself plunging into a new and very serious moral dilemma. You see what I was facing? Only seconds after I had turned in my resignation as a protest, Drover was already moving into the void created by my vacuum and was making himself right at home in my place of honor. Was I just going to sit there and take this outrage? Let the little shrimp ride shotgun in the ranch's pickup just as though he'd earned the right? No, by George, someone around here had to show some maturity. It wouldn't be Drover, and Slim was such a goof off. It had to come from me. I had no choice. I switched off dead tail and sprinted after the pickup, doing broad swings on the tail section and barking an urgent message. Hey, Slim, hang on. I've had a change of heart and... Okay, we'll try to forget your cheap trick. Just don't let it happen again. Hear? He stopped the pickup and opened the door. You see what a powerful force maturity can be? Even though Slim was a shameless joker, he couldn't resist the high moral example I was setting for the entire ranch. And with words that touched me to the soles of my heart, he said, Hurry up, bozo, before the wind yanks the door off. Pretty touching, huh? You bet. He was thrilled to have me back on the job. I guess my little protest had thrown quite a scare into him. I leaped up into the cab of the pickup, and you'll be proud to know that I marched straight over to my assistant and addressed him in a soft, mature tone of voice. Move, Pipsqueak, you're in my spot. He moved, and I reclaimed my position of honor beside the window on the passenger side. That's what shotgun means, don't you know? That special spot beside the window. We call it shotgun because back in frontier days, before the invention of pickups and dog food, people and dogs had to ride around in stagecoaches, see? Because they didn't have pickups. And every stagecoach had a window on the right side, and if you rode in that spot, you had to carry a shotgun because the mosquitoes were terrible in those days, and they were as big as quail, and let's skip this. I don't know why we call it the shotgun seat, but the important thing is that we do. If you have further questions on this, ask a chicken.